Welcome to the Courtney Gray Podcast, the show for women who are ready to create an even more amazing life than the one they have already lived. I'm your life and business coach, Courtney Gray, and each week I'm going to be teaching you how to get what you want, how to get clarity, think bigger for your life, and realize you determine your happiness and purpose. Let's get started. Welcome to the podcast, episode 60, four questions to ask yourself when things go wrong. So you might notice that my voice sounds a little hoarse, possibly a little sexy, but it sounds not well. So I'm talking a little bit slower and I'm talking a little bit softer because I think I might have laryngitis. I've never had laryngitis before, but I feel totally fine. I feel like I could go run 5 miles, but my voice feels very strained, feels very hoarse. This all started yesterday. So I had another podcast scheduled like that I was going to record for you, but it's a longer one with a lot of value and I don't feel up to it because my voice is not well. And tomorrow I am coaching 9 clients. So I really need to save myself for them. And so in order to show up for you, I was thinking about just doing a replay of one of my favorite past episodes, but I thought a few months ago, something happened. I can't remember what podcast it was, but I remember I kind of had a moment where I was in a funk and I came to you and instead of recording another podcast, I came to you and I just recorded how I got myself out of that funk. And so I thought that's what I would do today as well, is instead of posting what I was planning on posting, I would talk to you about how I get myself to a better place when things go wrong. So and it's going to be a short one because I'm really trying to preserve my voice. My kids are loving it. I'm not talking very much to them. And they're like, I can tell they're like, oh, she doesn't have much to say. This is kind of a nice break. Anyways, so here's what happened. Yesterday morning, I woke up and all of a sudden, like, what is happening? I've never experienced this before. Everything feels fine, but I'm losing my voice. And I really am nervous because Monday I want to show up for my people, right? And I want to show up for you with this podcast. So first thing I will say from a business aspect, from a business standpoint, for all of those business owners who follow me and they're inspired by the businesses I've created and the business I am creating, this has been a really good lesson for me because I have a few other friends that have podcasts and they always kind of laugh at me and they're like, you just show up every week and you record a podcast every week. Why don't you bank a few? And when I say bank a few, what I mean is why don't you spend a day and make 3 so then you have them just in case? And I've always been like, that's just not necessary because I trust myself to show up for my business. And even if I'm not feeling that great or even if I am not in the greatest mood, I know I'll show up for myself, for my people, because this is so important to me. Well, this has been a big wake-up call for me as to why I need to bank a few. For a day like today where I can go, whoa, I need to preserve my voice. Now I'm just going to schedule one of those podcasts that's kind of sitting, and it's a great podcast that's sitting for a moment like this. It never even occurred to me that even though I have the self-trust to show up for all of you, that there would be a time when I might not be able to. So this has been just as a business owner, a really good lesson for me that once I get well, I'm going to spend a day and I'm going to make a few. So in case I have this happen again. So that has been an aha moment for me. But so what happens? So first of all, I woke up, I'm like, this is not good, right? Yesterday I woke up and I thought that if I preserve my voice yesterday, I feeling voice-wise better today. And I woke up again today, not well. 9 clients tomorrow. I'm working on a huge jewelry collection for my jewelry business. And I'm doing the jewelry still, but I'm also trying to rest because I think my body is trying to heal my throat. So I'm trying to do all the things. And let me tell you, when I wake up this morning, here's all the thoughts that just start coming to me in my morning journaling. Okay, so I wrote, I can't possibly record a podcast. I should have banked some podcasts for this exact situation. I'm so stupid. Of course, when I'm free writing, I'm writing, I'm so stupid. I can't believe I didn't realize this could happen to me. This has never happened. Why didn't I expect this? People are loving the podcast. Now they're going to stop listening. This is irresponsible of me. This is episode 60. It should be special, which I don't know why I wrote that this morning, that I think 60 is something special, but I wrote that this morning. And then I'm worried about my nine coaching calls tomorrow. I feel like it's irresponsible for me to call in sick. I could easily call in sick and get these shifts covered, but I don't want to. But I was writing down this morning, this is irresponsible for me to call in sick. I have to do jewelry all day. I don't have time to be sick. So these are all the thoughts that I wrote out in my journal entry this morning. And the reason I journal is I'm trying to get myself to see what is really going on. What do I want to intentionally think about my life in this moment, right? Those are all of the more negative thoughts that came up. I was able to start getting myself to a better place by asking myself these four questions. So here's some questions you might want to ask yourself if you feel like what in the hell is happening, right? So one question you can always ask yourself is, you can just say, what are the facts here? When I ask myself what the facts are of my situation, I say to myself, I could easily call in sick and get coverage on those coaching calls tomorrow. And another fact is I have cohorts, other coaches that I coach alongside that would not only easily be happy to help me out, I've helped them out in the past, and they probably would be actually really happy to take on some more coaching clients because they make money every time they coach. So that's one of the facts. I could easily post a old episode of my podcast for my podcast listeners that maybe they haven't listened to before. That's no problem. What are the facts? I could easily come on here like I'm doing right now, and I can just record a 10-minute episode, and that could be really valuable for people. Okay, so I started going through all the facts. I'm not going to go through more of them because I'm trying not to talk too much. So ask yourself, what is really going on here? What are the facts? Number two, how do I want to feel right now? And when I said that to myself this morning, how do I really want to feel? I thought, I really want to feel calm. I really want to take a moment and realize my life is pretty good, even though I'm frustrated and I'm not feeling the way I would like to be feeling. I want to feel calm. And so that leads me to my third question. If I want to feel calm, what do I need to intentionally think right now in order to feel calm? And I decided I want to think, this really is not a problem. It's just not. That's my one thought. And then my other thought was, if this is the worst thing that's happening in my life right now, my life is good. And that actually makes me almost a little emotional. I'm taking a moment to make sure you know that I work privately one-on-one with women to up-level their lives, to create an even more amazing life than the one they have been living. The women who hire me know that they want more. They want more clarity, more control, more joy, confidence, fun, money. They realize that they have tried it on their own and they're ready for next level coaching. If this is you, head to my website, CourtneyGrayCoaching.com. There's also a link in the show notes, and schedule a consultation so we can talk about you creating the life of your dreams. I can't wait to help you. So ask yourself that question. If you feel like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening, this shouldn't be happening, all the things. And it makes me almost a little emotional whenever I think that. If this is the worst thing that's happening right now, my life is good. It literally, even as I'm saying that to you, brought me back to a little bit emotional, and it made me grateful, like, I've got this. It makes me think of all the things people are experiencing, the whole world. If my experience is that I maybe have, like, what is it called? I don't know. When you lose your voice, I can't even think of the word. If this is it, I'll take it, right? And that just makes me feel calm and grateful. And the last question I'm going to ask myself is, that I asked myself this morning, is how can I really support myself right now? And my answer to that was, I'm going to come on and just riff with you. And I believe that I can riff with you and give you a lot of value. I believe that I am helping women realize that they can change things around at any moment in their life and decide to live a more amazing life. And one of the ways you can do that is by thinking intentionally. A side note, I'll tell you another thing that happened this morning. I forgot to tell you, is that not only did I wake up thinking, oh, my voice is still really strained, but I saw that my hot tub, the lid had been left open all night, and I was infuriated this morning at my son that he used the hot tub, and he's done this a few times, and it's just, he's a stupid 17-year-old. He's a wonderful and loving and stupid 17-year-old, and he left the lid off of the hot tub all night. And so that meant I didn't get to go in the morning this morning. And it just meant that all night we were spending money on trying to heat the hot tub, which is inefficient. And I was so upset, right? So that's in addition to everything else I was thinking this morning. And again, when I asked myself these questions, what are the facts? How do I want to feel? What do I need to think in order to feel this way? And how can I support myself? One of the ways when I thought, how can I support myself, is I thought I can let that go. I can let that agitation towards him go, because he is a wonderful and loving and amazing and stupid 17-year-old. And I say that with love. And if you have kids, you know what I'm talking about. So next time you feel like things are going wrong, because a lot of times when things are going wrong, it's not big things. A lot of times on a daily basis, it's not catastrophic things. It's not death. It's not bankruptcy. It's these little things that we make so much bigger than they really are. And you can ask yourself these four questions that just really make you decide, how do I want to feel about what's going on right now? How do I want to feel about my life? And these questions will make you live a more amazing life. These questions will make you feel empowered at any moment to feel like you can calm yourself and that you are the authority over your feelings. It really is the way to create a more amazing life for yourself. So I am done. I gave you 10 minutes and 24 seconds. Have an amazing week. And next week I will be back. And I'm sure this week after my throat and my voice come back, I will be spending a day recording a few podcasts. So this doesn't have to happen again to me. However, I think you're going to find this was a pretty powerful podcast. So have a great Tuesday. If you are ready to create an even more amazing life for yourself, if you are ready to get clarity and get moving, I would love to have a conversation with you. I coach women privately one-on-one and am currently offering consultations to talk about working together. Click the link in the show notes or find me on social and at my website, CourtneyGrayCoaching.com.